Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly. It's breakfast. And if you would like to be a guest on the show for whatever reason at all, you should know by now that is our role within the community to make sure that you shout about what you're doing. Could be anything, really. You might be having an event going on. You might be doing something for charity. It may be you're a local business that does stuff that you think the rest of Taunton should know about. Like this next gentleman, who is Andy Spragg, who has changed the world recently with the Sanger House. How about that for a build-up, mate?
Thank you, Darren.
That's all right. Now, listen, if it's your first time listening, if you've not heard Andy on the radio before, if you're stressed for any reason whatsoever, take time to listen to Andy because he has a very good way of just neutralising everything because that's what you do at the Sanger House. So, first of all, for those that don't know about the award-winning Sanger House, tell us a bit about it, Andy.
We are a holistic health centre based in the heart of Taunton and we basically offer loads of different activities. Physical things, Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, and also therapies. Lots of massage, reflexology, Reiki, Buddhist-based organisation. But we're not a Buddhist house. We're open to everybody, actually, to come in and practice with us.
And with things the way they are at the moment, with Brexit upon us and people getting stressed out over that, yeah, it would be a very good opportunity to come in and just offload.
Yeah, I think it's about finding time for just peace and silence, actually. It's frantic out there in the world at the moment, and it's frantic because of these anxieties and worries that are going around.
Is anxiety, you mentioned it, is anxiety one of the main reasons that people come to see you or to come see your practitioners?
No, I think probably...
Because you're right about it. Yeah. Anxiety is a big thing.
I think 25% of our customers have got some form of mental challenge in their lives, anxiety, stress, etc. There's a lot of people that just come just because they want to enjoy the activities. But there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of it out there. And it's actually, it's not about offloading. It's about finding time for peace and quiet and just to let the mind rest. Mm. That's what's important. Yeah.
Excellent. You're obviously doing very well because you're into year two now.
Year three.
Yeah. You're picking up awards all over the place, which is excellent.
Yeah.
So you've decided to bring some sanity to Tone FM, which is obviously also very also very good. Andy comes in once a month or so. And this month we're going to look at habits.
That's right, habit. It's an interesting one. We often look at it as a big hindrance, so we focus on the big habits that make the news, like alcoholism, drug-related problems. But actually, habit, if we use it right, can become one of our greatest allies. It really can. It can drive change in our lives. And the reason why, when we look at things that happen to us that cause us difficulty, we tend to look at the things that are coming from outside, like Brexit, for example, and we blame our problems on those things. And our natural reaction to that is to try and change them in some way, shape or form. So we look at either changing what's happening or try and push it away. Very soon in our lives, as we get older, we discover that doesn't work for us. Those things keep coming. And actually then we have to look at the other aspect of this, and that's ourselves and our reaction to it. So we don't try and change the thing, we try and change how we react. This is where habit comes in. Because what we start to notice is that most of our reactions to what's going on are actually habitual. Those habits come from all sorts of places. They may have been generally gifted to us by our parents. They may be habits that have arisen out of society. You know, there's many things, certainly in Western culture, we're kind of taught to react in certain ways. And then there's our own cultivated habits, which we tend to bring through. So actually, if we really want to drive change in our lives, what we have to do is start paying attention to these habitual tendencies. This is tricky because actually these habits, they're not conscious. They're in our subconscious, and the subconscious is huge. You know, its ability to hold information is vast. So by definition, how do we get there? Well, actually, the good news is we are constantly, every day, cultivating our subconscious. You can think of it like a field. If you've got a field that's freshly ploughed, if you water it in places and nourish the plants you want to grow, they will grow and you let the others wither and die. Or you can water your field haphazardly. If you do that, what will happen is the water will naturally rest in the dips and the furrows in the field. The plants in those areas will flourish and the others will wither and die. Our mind is exactly like this. If we don't pay attention to it, to what's going on, pay attention to those habits, they will grow. So it is about just becoming aware and actually using that awareness to drive the change by noticing our thoughts that are coming up, the way we're reacting to events. That's habit. The magic is in the noticing. We don't have to do anything here. We just have to notice, and change will naturally happen. So we'll start to cultivate positive habit instead of potentially negative ones. You know, stress and anxiety, this is born out of thought. That's where it comes from. It doesn't come from anywhere else. We can't blame the outside. It's thought. So by starting to pay attention to those thoughts, noticing our habit, which drives us into stress and anxiety, we can change things. How do we do it? Meditation. That's the secret. When we sit on the cushion, we are developing a very positive habit of mind watching. We're learning how to pay attention, and that's all we have to do.
Do you know what, right? You speak so much sense, and this is the beauty of that. When Andy comes in, I could just sit here and just sit back, and Andy just says it how it is. I think that's something I really need to look at. During the course of this interview, I was thinking about what I need to speak to you about is what I can do in my own personal life and time to just relax my brain, because my brain races at such a speed.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't really get that sort of sit down, relaxing time.
It's a physical meditation. Thing, just the same as everything else. Mm. You've got to give it time off.
Mm.
Do you know, in meditation, there's plenty of studies that show that the mind is more rested in meditation than it is when we're asleep.
Mm.
When we're asleep, the mind is very busy. In meditation, it's just resting. So we have to give it that chance.
And if you would like to investigate this more and find out how meditation can help you, then you need to speak to Andy. And he's at the Sanger House, which is on Tower Street in Taunton. And the telephone number, Andy, is
01823 428 156.
And the website is
www.thesangerhouse.co.uk.
My guest is Andy Sprague from the Sanger House. And you can listen again online at turnfm.co.uk.